I'll count us in then. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, the All Fresno podcast, where we no longer
do the bow wow.
Because no, people hated it.
They hated it.
So you now we just jump right in to talk about all your Fresno stuff. And I'm Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater. With me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hey, Josh, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing really well.
Great.
So much Fresno stuff happened in the month of April, and now looking into May.
We're in it. Wow. Hey, bro. Wow. I'm glad all that wind. We got to start with weather.
Okay, we do have. Okay,
that
yeah.
stupid week of wind. Oh, man, I couldn't
what
take it.
What was that about?
That was the worst thing ever. I'm just like, wow, I could not. If this was like this all the time, I'd have to move.
Really? That was that far?
Yeah. Wind just for some reason is my number one kryptonite for weather. I can handle all the other things before wind.
Rain, sleet, all that. But wind, heat. A little wind.
I'm just like, no, this is annoying. Because
if it's
super hot, then you find shade.
Right, right.
You find pools,
cool. Yeah,
pool
yeah.
beer.
Yeah.
If it's super cold, you bundle up. If it's raining, you put on rain gear. There's ways. But if it's windy,
breaker.
You just got to get.
You buy
you're still in the wind. You have to be in a building.
All right. No, that's true.
You're just like forced into a building.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty horrendous. It was pretty windy. Those couple of days, they were like wind up to 25 miles an hour. And, I thought, man, it seems like more than that.
It was worse than that.
Yeah. Anyway. But now we're out of it. Now, today, it's a Sunday.
May 1st. No, it's Monday, May 1st.
Monday, I'm sorry. I don't want to mess with people here.
Yeah.
And it seems like we're getting into the heat again a little bit.
A little bit.
10-day forecast as predicted by Kopi.
Kopi! Can you recite the Kopi thing right
now?
It's Kopi's great 10-day forecast. Blah, blah, blah.
I believe that the weather is going to get into the 90s sometime this
that's
week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so there it is. What else? So weather being done, we knew it was going to happen.
Hard-hitting weather.
Yeah, the hard-hitting weather report
that
we do. Now that that's out of the way, what's the Fresno news?
Something that happened, I think, back in April is a New York Times writer wrote that we're okay.
Right.
Basically was like, hey, Fresno's okay.
Fresno's
who
not.
Knew?
Who knew?
It's cheap and it's sort of okay to live in.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, New York Times, we're pretty good.
Well, yeah. This is a thing that we do and I get it. I did a little piece on it because I thought it was interesting. So this guy, I can't even remember his name now and I'm going to be real, I'm sad about it, but he has a column in the New York Times called California Beat or something, California something, where he writes it's all California stuff. And it's cool, actually. So if you're into California
He's
stuff.
He's their California beat writer, huh?
If you're into California stuff and you like the New York Times, you should actually subscribe. It's a little newsletter is how I saw it. And he wrote this piece, and it was based off of a report that came out that said Fresno was one of the most affordable places to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did this whole piece sort of saying, hey, people, you should think maybe about moving to Fresno, living mm-hmm. in, or I don't think it was like, hey, move to Fresno. I think it was just like, people should love living in Fresno or something like that. And then it broke down all the reasons that you should love living in Fresno. And, you know, truthfully, look, I read it and said, we've been saying this for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is my...
This is what we've been doing for 20 years.
This is my platform. you are just spewing my platform back to me, you know? Everything that I believe in. And not really even saying it in a very profound way. No. You know, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it, you know, it was a short little piece.
It was short
that he was
as
doing.
Hell. It was like he had 10 minutes right. and he's like, Frizzo, cheap and cool.
And he was, you know, and he did recap some things that other people, wrote because the James Fallows, a writer for The Atlantic, came through town last year, I mm-hmm. think, and wrote several good pieces. And one of them was talking to about the Rogue Festival and some of that stuff. So, and then, you know, Bitwise and Downtown Revitalization and cheap. The cheapness was the thing, I think, the catalyst for wanting to write it in the first place. So it was sort of the focus.
We're still in California, but we're cheap.
Yeah, cheap for California. Mm-hmm. Although, I had a friend, Travis Sheridan. I saw a post that he had that was a home for sale in St. Louis. Two-bedroom, old-style, really awesome house, two-bedroom, two-bath, something like that, old-style. I think it was like $99,000.
Oh, yeah. The Midwest is way cheaper than we are.
It was like your monthly payment would be $400.
Yeah.
I was like crying.
Oh, my.
And then I thought, well, then I'd have to live in St. Louis and, you know, but.
Midwest.
Right. West. Oh, yeah. West is the best.
There's my mom's side of the family comes from this little town in Kansas. And if I could just retire right now.
Yeah.
Sell my house and go retire there.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, you know,
you should.
Houses are that cheap.
Yeah,
I'd be all right with it. Yeah. I don't think everyone else would be. Right, but
the rest of your family.
I can handle it as long as I have internet connection and access to good beer.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm pretty set.
Yeah. Anyway, and so that was interesting, and then there was this kind of fallout, especially at the B, because we really are all about Fresno. There were just, you know, I think 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 posts where we just sort of broke down everything you could ever want to love about Fresno.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, I think those lists don't get widely distributed enough. You know, people, they talk about it, but we don't really think about it all the time. Like, hey, no, there are some cool stuff. There's some cool stuff happening here.
Yeah, we have
reasons to love.
The challenge has been on the Fresno is the balance between I love the city and there's lots of things that are underrated about it, and then there are also things that need to get improved always like making sure everyone knows I love Fresno, but also
I
once in a while there are holes in the city that can be plugged.
Right.
And like the big thing for me right now is parks.
Oh yeah.
Getting a better, more parks, more green space, more biking, walking and being outdoorsy. I wrote that this past month. Is like we're an outdoor city, but we don't know it. Like we don't treat it like we should. You know,
right?
We could be Denver. We just don't.
Right.
We don't accept that. You know, there's like something about us.
We have a hard problem selling ourselves for anything. Like we don't have an identity. You know, that we could just like latch onto. I mean, we're getting better food is, you know, the big thing now with the Fresno Food Expo.
Yep.
And we're trying to say like, hey, F you, everyone else. We are the best.
We're
we
the, have best the best food
tacos.
City.
We have the best blah, blah, blah.
Number one Mexican food you know, city. Like, we kind of mentioned this on the Perfect Four. Is there, name a North American city that you could say has better Mexican food overall than Fresno?
Probably Guadalajara or something. I don't know. Tijuana. I don't know.
Well, no, that's
someplace
Mexico.
In Mexico.
No, not Mexico. Oh. I'm not saying North America.
North America is Mexico.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Central America, isn't it?
No, Central America is the other side. Okay.
You, my geography teacher.
In Canada or the United States?
Yeah, we'll say that.
Go. Some people would probably argue someplace in Texas. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows, but I don't think so. Austin would probably try to claim it, but I don't think so.
No. Anyway, yeah, no, I think you're right. And I think that's something that we need in Fresno. We need that identity, which I think the Fresno Grizzlies are really striving for with the whole tacos thing and everyone doing around the tacos thing. So
we are the tri-tip tacos in Taco City. We can't, now we've, tacos are kind of, because before right. we're the tri-tip city. Like,
right.
You come here, you have tri-tip. But now it's like tacos are overtaking tri-tip.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like maybe tri-tip needs to try to come back. Make a push. Make a comeback, tri-tip dudes.
Come on. Push for it.
Whoever, the doghouse, whoever, I don't know. Yeah.
Can you get tacos at Doghouse Grill?
You can, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any good?
They're big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Something.
That's what
Texas style.
That's what I remember them. I was like, I ordered, someone was like, oh, you only need to order one or something. And I was like, oh, like, no, three.
You're like, you don't know me. You don't know my taco intake.
And then
just for that three.
Yeah, right. No, it was. And then I felt bad. I was like, oh, well, I'll eat them all for sure.
Then after one, you're like, oh,
man,
I don't want to eat those two tacos.
That was interesting. And then I had been following that same New York Times columnist. And a couple days later, he had another piece. This was about libraries. And he mentioned the Fresno Library again. Or you mentioned Fresno again, this time the library. They have a really cool free download, like a streaming service, the music streaming service that you can get, like using your library card.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So they've been giving some good love to Fresno lately in the New York Times. So check it out. If you're into hearing about how awesome Fresno is, get the New York Times. All right.
Okay.
Now what? What else?
Big Garden Village.
Uh-oh.
I'm at a crossroads now.
Okay.
We're having some problems.
I'm ready to talk about this.
Big Garden Village has some problems, some PR problems.
Does it?
Now for local, yeah.
I don't think it does.
So Uncle Harry's. Closed. Forced to close.
Forced to, is this the official?
According to Uncle Harry's, and which I 100% believe. By Fig Garden Village, because they're like, we got somebody that's going to make it some more money. Bounce.
Right.
We don't care how long you've been here.
Right.
You need to go. They did the same thing in the Ripe Tomato when Pyology wanted to move in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, Ripe Tomato, Pyology mm-hmm. wants to come in there. You need to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And the issue is that the people that own Fig Garden Village now are New York people.
Oh, them.
They have no ties to Fresno.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's just a total investment thing for them. Right. So they care not who it is that they kick out of places. They care about who pays them the money.
Do we know when the last time someone anywhere remotely connected to Fresno owned the place? Because
it's been years.
I think that, you know, it has been owned by an out-of-town management, you know, company or out-of-town people for a long time. So, I mean, this isn't really anything new. I mean, we've seen it from even way, 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 way back. And I think everyone, I think people have this nostalgic thing about Fig Garden Village too, which doesn't mm-hmm. help, which like they remember like Butterfield or Krakatoa or whatever.
The movie theater.
The movie theater, right. And so they remember it as a much different place than it is now. And so that kind of feeds into their problem
with
it. So, right. So, I think maybe it was Nick Napolitano.
The Nick 80.
Who was complaining that you know it had closed and that there weren't any locals anymore? And
there's less and less.
And so I just listed them off, and there's still a good list of local places there, you know, and good local places I think too. So you know, I think the mix it's getting smaller, and you know if they are sort of playing these games with the locals and forcing them out. I think that is sort of an issue, I suppose. But you also got to say, well, they're bringing in cool stuff. You know, they're going to have Anthropology. Is that the one? What's the one that's coming in there?
I think so.
You know, they brought in the Lululemon and the Madwell and some of these clothing places, and they did have a Pyology, and they have a Jack Urban's Eats. And so, like,
the Jack's Urban Eats, like, it's a California chain.
See cool. What you're doing, right?
I'm okay.
So, this
I have to parse it out because
so this is my point.
I go to Right. Big Garden Village is the number one place right. I go to. If any shopping center I go to, right. that is the one I go to the most regular. So I can't, I have a real problem with right. just blanketing it. Like, no, I'm not going to Big Garden Village anymore. I can't do it.
And I, think,
I mean, I could, but right. it would and be
I,
really difficult.
I think this is the thing, you know, who has cool places that regardless, you know, there it is. And we do have to beware, I suppose, because we don't want to become a place where it's just, you know, these chains and stuff. But at the same time,
is there,
you know.
Is there a demarcation point for you? If Patio Cafe closes to a chain, are you like, all right, that's it? I'm done.
No, I mean, I'll always go, though, because Whole Foods is there and J.Crew
right.
is there.
Well, I don't necessarily mean, that, like, you boycott the whole center, but just
but
be like,
I would, be like
would that finally just like, all right, this is BS, New York people.
Yeah, I mean, right, Patio Cafe would definitely be a huge loss, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What
about Wasabi's? We go to Wasabi's pretty regularly. You probably
I don't ever go.
Elbarum,
so look,
almost no more iconic place.
Let
than
me
the
tell
Elba,
you about the
Elbarum.
Room. So I went to the Elbarum a while ago with some friends. I didn't choose the place. They
douche
just,
it up. Do you're like, let's go douche it up, guys.
They just said show up, right? So the idea I think was they wanted some place they could hang out and smoke a cigar, right?
Okay.
It was in the afternoon. Apparently, there's no smoking on the patio.
And that patio? Oh, really?
Only at night after like 9 o'clock
what?
Or something.
All right.
Yeah. And then their beer selection.
They're still. I can't believe they haven't updated that yet.
No.
I haven't been
just,
for a while, so I don't know what's going on.
So
there's usually a couple things.
So Matt was saying that they had some Tioga Sequoia like in a mm-hmm. bottle or something. I was like 99 or something. It was just I probably ended up with a Lagunitas or something like who
yeah.
knows, Sierra Nevada.
That's
maybe.
Usually you have to default to.
But so you know, I wouldn't. I mean, that place. It is definitely iconic, and you know, but I'm not gonna. If it was gone, I don't know if I would be like, well, so
painted table. Let's see, what else? What else is local in there?
Cigars Limited.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. The post office.
The post office is local. That is true.
No, but they. I could see them like bouncing in.
Labu.
I wonder
a,
if they
Labu
could.
Lingerie
I wonder
a,
if they could bounce if they're like somebody wants in that. Post office spot. I wonder, being it's a government post office,
oh.
could they just say, you know what? Get out of here.
I don't know. Yeah. Good question.
I'm curious about that.
So,
oh, yeah, there's the
La Boulangerie.
Fruit basket place.
Yeah.
That next
is.
To Chipotle.
Hungry Bear. If Hungry,
Hungry
Bear,
Bear
cookies,
oh,
that
Hungry
might
Bear
be it for me.
Point.
That
You're
might
like,
be
no!
for me.
No,
and I don't even go there that often. No! But like, man, I'm gonna go there after this. Maybe go get some because cookies are good.
Cookies are good.
I don't know. I just think that it is sad that Uncle Harry's is closing.
Patrick James. Get all your button down shirts at Patrick James.
They do have a tailor that could make them to fit me. I'm sure. So,
all right.
I don't know. I think it is. It
the
is
clear
a shame.
Elevator.
Do we know? Do we know
one of the only clear elevators in town?
Do we know what's going to go in there?
It's like I think it's a paper shop or something.
Oh, right.
Like a high end.
Because that's what we need.
Paper shop. Yeah.
Because the paper shop that was in there before.
Yeah.
Did so well.
The local paper shop is gone.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Controversial. I'm just worried that there's just not, and they're moving back the salmon shop. Back in the corner there into nothingness. That, that
right.
corner.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
can't believe that Wayfair Noodles is still there.
Oh.
It's just like the dead zone back there where it used to be a movie theater.
Right, and they built some stuff and it just never, nothing's ever panned out there. They've had a couple of restaurants give it a fairly
yeah.
good try.
There was like that meat restaurant, I call it.
Yes,
like the
right,
Brazilian,
right,
the,
yeah, and just nothing ever really worked out there. So,
but Deli Delicious is moving back there. So, I think that's
okay,
also
yeah, yeah.
this is just my own theory that they force them to move back there because that's they're next to Uncle Harry's.
Oh, that's probably
and true. They're gonna blow out spot.
That's almost positive. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that happened. So,
Deli Delicious, local chain,
and it
moving them around.
Really, really, really good sandwiches. So.
They do.
Yeah,
I like their style of ordering and then going and sitting down and then the Subway, like I got to stand there and like instruct the guy.
That's the worst. I did that. I was at a Subway today recently and it was just not fun. It was like making the sandwich in front of me. I just standing there. Then I order. Then there's like four people behind me.
Uh-huh. And then there's that awkward
she's
thing.
She's asking me about cheese, and I'm like, just
no, then there's
whatever's
that
awkward, on the thing.
There's an awkward thing that happens at Subway is when somebody's in front of you, and then you get your sandwich made faster than that person, right. And then you're kind of, now you're kind of jump ahead of them, and the like,
right.
It's like, and then,
What I don't also understand, this is all sandwich places. Look, you have a sandwich on the menu that has things on it. If I order that sandwich, don't ask me what the fuck I want, excuse my language, on the sandwich. Don't do it. I told you what I want.
I did the number 34. Which one?
Right. What kind of cheese? What does it come with? I don't know. You're the one who makes the sandwich.
If I have an issue, I'll tell you. Otherwise, make it.
There's my rant for today.
Boom.
Anyway.
Dun, 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 dun. Josh rant.
So, Fig Garden Village, we'll keep an eye on the locals. Yeah, keep an eye.
They keep checking that. If we can get somebody local to go in there.
That'd be great, yeah.
Something.
What would you like? Well, we won't talk about that. We could go down this.
We have the Fulton Mall Street to fill out. We have so many wants and desires to fill out there. We don't have time for Fig Garden Village.
We could spend a whole episode. What do you want to see at Fig Garden Village?
You can walk the street on the Fulton Street Mall now.
You can walk the street. You can't drive it yet. No. You can walk it, and it looks beautiful.
Well, it's asphalt.
I took a picture not too long ago, put it up on Instagram. I believe it was the most liked picture I've ever
had. Oh, wow.
You
hear that SEO blogger is looking for
Fulton Street.
Blog about it.
Tweet it. So keeping with that, what's going where thing, right? In terms of space, you had a great, you broke some news about the World Sports Cafe.
Oh yeah, dude. Did you hear about the bees going to go in the World Sports Cafe?
You can't say that because now people are going to believe you.
I love it.
So there were two stories that sort of coincided. And one was the story about the Fresno Bee looking to move from its current building.
You guys shut down the printing side, so now you've got this big space.
Huge building we don't need. The amount of people that we had once upon a time and the types of things that we need in a current building, we just don't have. So we're looking to get into a new place. So this story was sort of out. At the same time,
they're knocking down walls at the World Sports.
Knocking down walls at the World Sports Cafe, and you, Mike, see it and take a picture and post something to the effect of what?
At the Fresnan. Rumors may be true that the Fresno Bee is moving to River Park because in your own article, in your own newspaper, sir, it said, I quote, looking at downtown locations and Northeast Fresno locations. Yeah, yeah. And what's a Northeast Fresno location? World Sports Cafe.
There it is.
As they're renovating the building at the same time. Interesting.
So the rumor got out there. It is not going to be the Fresno Bee. They're going to be.
Is this an official Fresno Bee statement?
Oh, no. Well, no, it's not official, but I can say with 100% certainty.
Ooh, 100%, huh?
Yeah. I think so. God, if I was wrong, then tomorrow I get an email.
You know you want to work in River Park.
According to Bethany Clough, I think that there were two restaurants that are going to be going into that. Although
really?
She hasn't been able to
lock it down, huh?
Who it is, but there were going to be a couple of restaurants.
Restaurants would be cool. So,
yeah, you know.
That's where the chains go. River Park.
Right.
Fig Garden.
Yeah. Yeah, Fig Garden has to make some money, too. So. So, is there anything you think might be there? Have you heard any, actual rumors?
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
I'm glad to see it. Like, I only care, I don't care much about retail. I just care about restaurants. Right. Bars and restaurants. Right. Like, where can I eat there? Is it cool? Is it new?
Yeah. Everyone wants to see Spokesy go there.
Right? Oh, yeah, there was that. Thing, but that's impossible.
Spokesy, anyway.
That would be cool.
Okay, so what else is so we've tackled retail.
No, I'm trying to think.
Oh, I thought you were going into one of our segments that I was
Well, we can take a music break now let's chill out.
All right, let's take a music break.
We got band of talked about this man, this individual.
Right.
This last man time. With the guitar, Nilo.
Nilo Smeds.
Nilo Smeds, Nilo with two eyes.
Has the album out.
He has an album out, and
like it's an actual thing. You can get a record.
You can buy a record
on vinyl.
Vinyl. If you go to nilosmeds.bandcamp.com, you can find it.
So let's hear a song.
Why do you do it to me so mercilessly? I reach over and touch you just the way that you ask. But just when I start and you're shaking my heart, you're saying go on home. I wanna be alone.
No longer a Fresnan. He's, in my mind, always honorary. Like, even,
where's he at?
He lives in Portland.
Oh, he's one of those.
Portland.
The land of ports.
Lived in...
I deem this land port land.
He lived in Oakland for a while.
He only can live in land towns.
And then moved to...
Fresland. Portland.
Anyway, but...
Landland. Fresno would be called Landland.
Landland. Yeah.
This is all land.
That's all we
land,
have. Land. But doing really well up there, and in my mind, always a Fresnan. Will always be a Fresnan, and happily
once set. A Fresnan, always a Fresnan.
He keeps his eyes on what we're doing.
Good,
here.
Good. Yeah. There could be a Fresno district in Portland. There's so many Fresno people in Portland that I know of.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think if I ever went there, I might open up a Fresno bar.
Called Fresno?
Yeah, called Fresno.
That would be great. What would be in
Fresno's?
It? Would it have like all sorts of weird
there'd be
Fresno
a live
crap?
Live fig tree in the middle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes.
You want to go now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
There'd be crops all around it.
It would be what you do is you have
it. It would be sprawled way out, like, excessively sprawled. You're just like, wow, this interior is like way bigger than it needs to be.
There's six tables, but they're all in each.
Yeah, but they're like way out there. Like table five is like way the fuck out there. Like 15 minutes to get out there.
Okay. Speaking of music, you want to talk about a little bit about Grizzly Fest, which just happened?
Sure, man. How was Grizzly Fest?
Badass.
Again, it just keeps killing it.
Keeps growing. Yeah.
Keeps showing that the interesting thing I saw kind of observing on social media was I saw people coming into town for it, which is excites me. Mm-hmm. As a former organizer of a local music festival, that wasn't a thing for us. We're seeing people like, oh, I'm coming to town. Who's coming? Who else is coming to Grizzly Town to Grizzly Fest? Blah, blah, blah.
What I think was cool about it for me, so first of all, there was, I think, 9, I haven't seen the actual end tallies, but 9,000 people or more at Chachansey Park, and they had, I don't know, 30 bands playing, including Revolution, E-40, Loopy Fiasco, Fashawn, Dr. Dog, blah, 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 all the way down. What I thought was cool about it is that's 9,000 people who paid $45 a ticket. You
That's an amazing part.
And so that in my mind, elevates things a little bit from, like, other festivals and kind of things that we've seen before where there were a lot of people came out and a lot of cool bands, but it was free. And, like, free stuff is cool. I dig it. Like, and I think that it has a place in the entertainment landscape, you know? And I think, like, as a vibrant city, we need to have free events because I think they are good for us. Like, I think Fred's Yes Fest is a great example. Catacomb Party, when it was happening, I think was a great example, et cetera, so on. But there's something to be said for having an event that and charging $45, which is not a cheap exactly ticket price. No. I mean, for what you're getting,
for us in Fresno,
for a festival of this level, I think it is way worth the price. That being said, you know, to see that many people pay that much to come out and hang out for the whole day or, you know, part of a day, I mean, I think it's just a great thing. I mean, what they're doing, it's just amazing. And then to walk through it and hang out and just see how everything has progressed from year to year and how the logistics and everything really fill out, especially in that venue. I think it's great. I mean, I really do. I think it's a awesome, awesome event. I think that if they continue to grow, you know, I could foresee a time when they won't be able to keep it in that space anymore. That being said, I just got done seeing the Pueblo Fest down at the International Agri Center, and I can tell you with 100% certainty that place could hold whatever they want.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. That place is huge.
You know, that place could hold a Coachella-style,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Literally Coachella-style festival. So, I mean, I think it's the growth potential is there. You know, I like the fact the bands that they chose, that it wasn't – there is a festival lineup, generic festival lineup that you see, right? Like, a lot of festivals have the same bands, like the same headliners.
Yeah.
Across, bam, 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 Coachella, blah, blah, blah. So, and we had a few of those bands. There were a couple of Coachella bands that played the Commons and, you know, some others. But for the most part, these were different bands that don't necessarily hit the big major summer circuit. Like, you know, they might play Revolution, I'm sure, plays a bunch of, reggae, festivals. And I'm sure, you know, Loopy Fiasco and E-40, you know, hit a lot of the hip hop. But to kind of bring it all together and then add in the indie rock and then add in a lot of the local stuff, I just thought it worked really well, and it was just inspiring to see everyone out there, and it was really cool. It was a really cool event. On top of that, what was even better, it was happening on the same weekend as the rodeo, and it was happening at the same weekend that Dierks Bentley was playing at the Save Mart Center, you know?
Dierks Bentley?
Both of those also sold out, you know?
Boom.
So, It used to be
you could only have one event going on in town.
You would, if you were putting on an event, you would look at the calendar and say, oh, what else is happening? And now it sort of feels like Lit Hop was also happening that weekend, which was like the literary writer thing, seemed to do really well. So now it really feels like, no, we're beyond that crap. You know, we want more things to do. And we know that people, if you put something good together, people will come out. So, yeah. And they'll even go downtown.
Yep. So, even downtown.
And you know, whatever, all the roadblocks, literal and otherwise, that are up, it doesn't matter. So, totally cool.
Especially once I can drive down Fulton, dude.
Once you drive down Fulton, everything will be okay.
I'm going to be eventing downtown all the time.
It's like, oh, is there an event? I don't know. I'm going to park.
I know I can get there because of Fulton Street.
I'm going to park. I'll just get out. Who cares? Nothing happening? Okay, I'll get back in my car. I'll
whatever. I was able to park right in front.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But that was a really cool thing that happened. What else?
We at Fresno's just supporting the things, man. Do it well, and we support it.
That is true. Yeah.
Sound Arena.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
of support, yeah.
Musical support.
Yeah.
It's doing well. It's doing good.
It's
you're worried about this Save Mart Center / Sound Arena thing not working out, but they seems like they're finding their legs. Sound Arena is finding its
legs again. Yeah.
And
I don't know, 2014, I think they had Tool play and they sold the show. They sold it out, you know, it was a sellout show. And I think that was been the first time that they had sold out a show in like, I don't know, maybe a decade. I don't know the exact, but it had been a long time. Since then, they have sold out just within the last 2 years, maybe 6-7 shows, and a bunch of them just like in a row here, you know. So they had G-Eazy came in, he sold out. Hillsong United came in, sold out. Santana came in, sold out. R. Kelly came in, sold out. And recently they just had Tech N9ne come in and sell out. And that's a guy who I don't think most people would have assumed that he would have, 7,000 people would have showed up to see Tech N9ne. So, you know, they are doing some things. What they're doing is co-sponsoring events, which essentially just means before what they would do is just rent the place and you would pay them a fee and then they would open the doors essentially and make sure that you had what you needed. But that was it. And if you did good, fine. If you did bad, who cares? Like, they still made their money. Well, now they sort of have gone into the business of co-sponsoring events, which means that they'll share profits, so food profits and other things, so that if the show does well, the promoter gets a little extra something in it, and the arena gets a little something. If they do poorly, if a show doesn't succeed in the way that it should, then those profits get shared at a bigger level to the promoter. So the promoter kind of cuts their losses a little bit because they will get a bigger cut of whatever profits were made by the food and different stuff. So it's really made it a attractive venue again, especially for bands of, you know, who want to sell 3,000 tickets, 7,000 tickets, you know. So bands that aren't like gonna go and hit the Save Mart Center and sell out smaller bands that would be happy. If you get 3,000 people in there, it's gonna look awesome and they're gonna have a great time. If you get 7,000 people in there, it's gonna be ridiculous and the best, you know, show on their tour. In addition to that, they've really been focused on hip-hop, R&B, Latin music, and EDM, and which are three segments that have been underserved in the past.
And
you know?
You're not going to see it, Save Mart.
I mean, yeah, and it's just, you know, I mean, you might see some, but it's not going to, you might see some Latin artists coming through, but you're not going to see a whole lot, and they're usually going to be, you know, of the Pitbull and Enrique Iglesias type. So, you know, I think they've been doing some really smart cool stuff. And they're also, you know, on the PR side of it, it seems like they're really making sure now that they have someone there who's making sure they get press releases sent out every time they do something cool. They get press releases sent out every time a show goes on sale, tickets go on sale, whatever. So, you know, I think they've been doing really well since, I think it was 2013 was when the city council, sort of, passed the proposal that allowed them to do co-sponsoring events, and it's been working really well for them. So I'm, congratulations, I think are in order, because they have been doing some really cool stuff. And it's just, you know, truthfully, that it feels like that's all the way across the board. Whether it's the clubs, whether it's the, theaters, whether it's, the arenas, they're all just sort of stepping up their game and having more stuff. You know, you see more stuff at the, we've seen more stuff at the amphitheater. This year we've actually seen, more stuff at the Paul Paul Theater. The Blaze Fest just happened there, and, Ray Appleton is gonna have his Cheap Trick, anniversary thing there.
Oh, the Blaze Fest was at Paul Paul?
Oh, yeah, Blaze Fest.
Oh, okay. Paul Paul.
Yeah.
Because I just assumed it was out there at the park.
Right, because that's when they did it before. But no, they moved it to Paul Paul. You know, and the theaters, Warner's Theaters has had some really cool shows come in. Tower Theater has had a bunch of really kind of awesome shows coming through. Tower Theater has been doing, actually a really good job lately. And, you know, even Fulton 55, Strummers having good bands come almost every weekend. So it feels like everyone's just sort of stepping up their game. And I'm not sure if it's because economy's doing better. So more bands are playing and reaching out, and there's more disposable income. So more people are going out. I don't know exactly what it is, but, it's cool. It's making for a good scene right now. So yeah.
Cool.
All right.
We're doing it. Keeping all the music scene going, the event spaces happening
in full. I wish we could get that old Audi spot back up and running.
Yeah,
and
I miss that.
You know, from what I hear, it's still in the works.
Still in the works. At least it's not dead.
No, it's not dead. The city, you know,
Goldstein's is kind of your. It's not at all really
Goldstein's,
but it's the closest.
Well, right, and they've been having some bands play there.
Yeah,
you know, but it's not a live venue.
No, it's not. Good beer, man. Good beer.
Yeah, we need that. Anything else?
Well, you helped me discover, and then I think you discovered.
I did.
We always debate on, you know, who's the most popular musician of all time, or who are the most famous, whatever. And you unearthed one for us. I guess we can call ourselves younger.
In this case,
that we didn't. I was unaware of that. You could argue is the most famous.
One of them for sure. Yeah, Dick Contino, who is an accordion player, which sounds weird. Until you realize, I guess, you know, in the 40s or late 40s and 50s, accordion, it was huge. Like, people loved to hear the accordion. And,
they're all about it.
He was grew up in Fresno, was at Fresno High. He won this national competition. He was 18 years old, went all the way to Washington, D.C., was on TV, won the whole thing. I think it was like $2,500 or something he won, and then ended up with a spot on this with this orchestra, toured around. He was for a period of years, I mean, hugely famous on the Ed Sullivan Show 40 times, I think. He was in movies. He was in Hollywood. He was in a couple movies, including this movie Daddy-O, I never seen, but I guess it was they had it on Mystery Science Theater 3000, and he was one of the main people. He was married to this starlet. The James Ellroy, who's an author, actually, I think he wrote L.A. Confidential and those books. He actually has a book, a novella he wrote like in 1994 called Dick Contino Blues, and it's actually, you know, kind of based on Dick Contino's life. So this guy was just, I mean, he was – he lived here for a while, and still has family here, but he was living in Las Vegas, and he moved to Las Vegas, I think, you know, in the early days, and he just played the Strip all the time, and he was like huge, like musician there, on the Strip, and like kind of, you know, owned it over there, and still been playing for a long, long time, and then I guess the last 3 or 4 years, had been sick, and so he died, earlier this month, and, just, you know, I knew nothing really about him, and just got this note, hey, this guy may have died. Can you look into it? And I did a little, you know, Wikipedia or whatever, and it was like, oh, okay. And interestingly enough, though, his daughter is still in town. She's a singer.
Oh, that's
she
cool.
has a band. Crossover maybe is the name. It's one of it's like they do, you know, top 40 kind of stuff, but really great singer and
that's cool.
So, and, you know, they were gracious enough, the family was gracious enough to talk to me for the obit that I did. So, which was really nice because that's always a hard thing. You know, you got to call someone and be like, and we didn't even know at first whether or not he had died. We would just kind of heard some stuff and I had seen some things on Facebook. So I started reaching out. And, anyway, yeah, I mean, I think he's definitely, you know, should be on that list. If you're putting together a list of famous Fresnans,
you got to put him on there now.
You got to put him on, Dick Contino. So there it is. Yeah.
That's cool.
Definitely.
Well, from a famous Fresnan we now know to one I didn't know either, the first Fresnan.
The first Fresnan.
This was an article by John Walker of the Fresno Bee.
Yeah.
And it's about, it's James E. Faber. James E. Faber would lay claim to be the first Fresnan. I know there's some controversy. I saw with some friends that were like kind of PO'd at the article because they're like, there are a lot of people that were here before white people were here.
Well, this
is bullshit. But like the article is about the first Fresnan.
Right,
it wasn't about the first person to live in the region.
In the place called Fresno.
So, but respect to that, but also this is about the first Fresno resident that would be official Fresno resident. And it is James E. Faber. And basically we all know where Fresno, or most of us know where Fresno started, was the railroad tracks where the Greyhound is.
Was now.
Oh, that's kind of what started this whole thing.
Our street like, in Tulare.
They tore down the Greyhound station.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it revealed the old.
Tulare and H, yeah.
The old train station.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Literally the epicenter of Fresno.
At the time, yeah.
And when Fresno was coming together, they're building the track out here. This guy, James, was like, he's kind of like a little bit of an entrepreneur of the time, basically. He just kind of did random stuff that would pop in like, oh, I could make money doing this. So he figured out like,
he's a loser, right?
He's cool, just like figuring out shit.
Okay.
And so people were coming here because they're building the tracks and there's nothing here set up.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to set up a general store for all these guys working. And he went to Stockton, started gathering a bunch of stuff. I need all this shit because they're going to need it up in Fresno.
I love that he had to go to Stockton.
Yeah, he had to go to Stockton.
But the stuff he was hauling,
like one of them was alcohol too.
Oh, right.
Because this was they're still building the track. It wasn't like an official, like you could buy a ticket.
It was like high speed rail.
So high speed rail is now. So he couldn't really legally haul this stuff.
Oh.
All the stuff, so he had to get to an engineer and like, dude, can you stash this stuff for me? Here's a little bit of something. Stash this stuff away, bring it up to as close as you can to Fresno. All right, cool, I'll do that, but we gotta stop before we get to Fresno. We gotta stop, and you gotta get off and get all your shit off, so nobody sees. And so he had to dump stuff off like right around. I think what would probably be Shaw now or something.
Okay.
He had to start just dumping stuff off the train, just throwing them out into the ground.
Later and pick
and
it
then
up.
Once he did all that, he jumped off I don't know if he went ahead and rode all the way or if he jumped off, but like he had to go back and pick all the stuff up and then bring it to the inn. And then he gathered all the stuff up and he set up a shop, he set up a store, and it was basically Fresno's first store owner.
And was Fresno incorporated at that point?
No.
And so Fresno wasn't even a
thing. I didn't even know it wasn't even called
yeah,
Fresno.
Yeah, it was just a place. It was just
called whatever. Stop I forget. Number four no, it's or in the article. I forget what it was called, but it was not called Fresno.
Yeah, it was probably yeah.
And
mile stop 90 yeah. or whatever.
And
crazy.
And basically he had hung around long enough to essentially open up a store, a legit store, and became legit. And when they incorporated the town, he was basically the first Fresno.
Wow.
He ended up leaving and he didn't actually stay.
To Portland.
But like, yeah, he went to Portland. He's like,
he was like, this place is cool, but
I'm going to Portland.
You know, up in Portland.
I think he did go to the Pacific Northwest, but
of course. He was also the first resident in
Portland.
Yeah,
right. But the funny thing is, like, there's nothing awesome. Named, there's not even an alley named yeah. after him. There's nothing named after him in town, but he is the first official Fresno.
That's a great story. That you can find at the Fresno.
John Walker. Look up John Walker.
Yeah.
And James E. Faber.
Wonderful.
And you should be able to find it if I didn't put it in the show notes. So.
Awesome. That's a great story. Well, let's just leave on that.
Yeah, let's leave on that and just...
On that note, and we'll just be done.
Plug it up!
Plug it up! Plug it up! Plug it up! All right, you want to start? Oh, I caught you mid-drink. Sorry. You want
plug it up!
You want to start?
I would appreciate if you like the show. I would hope you would like thefresnan.com. I have a blog, a weekly blog with looking at the culture around Fresno,
and it's great. There are often wonderful things.
Sometimes,
yeah,
once in a while.
Often, no, it's always great.
Once in a while,
yeah.
I know what you meant. And there's also other podcasts here in the little Dorktown Network, Dorktown Comedy Podcast. I do with producer Becky and
really
Bells.
Funny and Bells. Great.
And
great
a
show.
Crafted beer show, which
we
called The Perfect Pour. We do Nick and Matt Napolitano. And we actually broke some Fresno beer news on that show.
Mm-hmm.
The Zach's Brewing has an official site.
Yes.
Now.
I've seen pictures.
They're on Fulton Street, a little south of Tioga, where Tioga's at.
Right.
Right there. Like they could throw a wiffle ball over at Tioga.
Yeah.
And yeah. kind of. So that's going to be later this year.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Ale Trail, bro. Ale Trail. Oh, man, no, I got to talk about the Ale Trail. Because, so we talked about the Ale Trail last time.
Yeah.
And the Downtown Fresno Partnership, they listened to the podcast. And yeah. they were just laughing so hard about the Ale Trail. So that's why they had the video on the Ale Trail.
On Twitter, they're like, they had like a fire so map. Ale Trail, bro.
As they were listening, they were all trying to come up with, like, okay, what's the response, right? So then I get an email from Aaron Blair with the Downtown Fresno Partnership, and he was like, oh, thanks for doing that, like, the show. It was so funny.
Oh, no.
We
Aaron Blair's listening?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was like, we were all laughing. And then he sent me a link. No, this is great. He sent me a link to all of the other ale trails from other cities. So, for instance... Okay. Oakland has an ale trail.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And then there were a bunch of them. And so I was like, well, the way to make me feel dumb. Thank you, sir. So it is a thing that other people do and is successful. Although, I want to say... Oh, I was confused. So Oakland has an ale trail.
Land of Oaks. Oakland
has an ale trail. And because, look... When I think of Oakland, there's a little spot between Oakland and Berkeley that's like one or the other, and I kind of get confused as to which is which. So like Fieldworks, right, is actually Berkeley, right?
Yeah, Fieldworks is Berkeley,
but it's like right off of 4th, I think, right there, which is like right down the street from Gilman, like which is Oakland, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I thought Gilman's in Berkeley,
but it's right there. There's like there's like a dividing line that's very close there in that area, right? So Oakland and Berkeley, they're very close. So I was confused. I was like, "This is a stupid ale," and then I was like, "Oh no, they're not."
this is a stupid trail.
This is Oakland. Okay, a whole
this other. Is no ale trail.
Anyway, so Oakland, yeah. So other places have ale trails, and they're cool. So stop it, us.
We're good. We're good. Ale trails, bro.
Yeah.
And Evan Onstott of KC24 did a nice little piece on the ale trail.
You know,
we've got to go around drinking on the clock.
True. I feel like we broke the story.
Well, yeah. But come on.
No, that it was I watched that. I thought it was pretty cool. Good to see them doing that kind of stuff. Good job, Evan. I know he listens, so, like, you know,
yeah.
I want to give him props for doing good stuff. So
not just because he's listening, because he
right, no, because he does good stuff. But that's I right. know that he's listening, so I know that I have an in to him hearing me yeah. instead of me having to reach out and
right.
be like,
hey, yeah, well, I don't have to do anything on social right, media. Right. I'm like, I'm talking to you right now, Evan. It's cool. You did a good job.
All
right,
so Ale Tale, etc.
Ale Tale,
and then what was the other?
Get Off My Podcast. Harrison Ford, if you like Harrison Ford.
Did I do that okay?
Wait, let me hear it again.
Get off. No, see, I can't do it. You do it, do it.
Get off my podcast.
Sounds about right.
That's it. Harrison Ford.
What's Harrison got coming up?
Yeah, he's got Blade Runner coming up in October.
Okay.
That releases in October. And then Indiana Jones got pushed back to 2020 Ooh. Or 2019 or 2020. It's like,
yeah. We might not even make it that far.
I don't know, man.
Come on.
And that's all that's, he's got right
cool.
now.
So all of those things. Anything else that you want to plug?
There was something from somebody else, and now it's escaping me. Maybe I'll come up with it after you plug some stuff.
I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. So if you enjoy the things that we talk about here, you will probably enjoy the things that you see on the Fresno Bee, and especially FresnoBeehive.com, where I do a lot of reporting along with Bethany Clough. I feel like she, between the two of us...
Mm-hmm.
Is where we get a lot most of our
fodder.
Rodriguez down there and some other people, but and then also you know, I'm in a band and do various band things. It'll Go Back is the name of my band, but other stuff. And so
why weren't you guys at Grizzly Fest?
It's
messed up.
They didn't ask, and quite frankly, I get it. So there you go. And yeah, that I think that's it. I think that's good enough for now. Yeah, you can find us on Twitter. You can
we're on Twitter.
Tweet at us. We always love
that's
that.
That's it.
And yeah, that's it. I got nothing more.
Flowing with Famous. Yeah. Just tell us, tell your local Fresno friend or Portland friend.
Yeah.
About Flowing with Famous.
I'm still surprised at how many people stumble onto it. I never knew that there was this thing.
It's only the oldest podcast in existence.
Now
basically.
You do. Now you do. So, all right. Thanks, Mike, for having me over.
Thank you for coming over.
We'll be back next month to talk about more Fresno
stuff. Yeah. Have a great May in Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy that May.
It's a dry heat. Remember that.
Cut us out. Wait, you forgot to cut us out, bro.
Oh, dang. I did. 5, 4, 3. 2